Thank you, Elizabeth. And so now it's back to the news, and in this final section, we have some of the shorter stories featured in the paper this week.
A dedicated volunteer is celebrating after supporting thousands of runners at Catton Park Run on 100 separate occasions. David Parker, 70, from Thunder Lane in Thorpe St Andrew, achieved the voluntary milestone in front of Park Run participants on Saturday and received a special T-shirt. The former animal nutritionist is the first person to have volunteered 100 times at the free weekly 5K timed event, which has run on the Norwich Park off Oak Lane 181 times in just over 3 years. He is one of 16 volunteers who cheer on the 300-plus runners who take part in Catton Park Run every Saturday come rain or shine.
Selfless teenagers spread some happiness around Norwich last weekend to make terminally ill children smile. They decorated pebbles with inspirational messages and handed them out to random members of the public to give them in turn to someone special to them. And they filmed their kind gesture to show the sick children and the charity which supports them that they care. The pebbles had four different messages inscribed on them, which together spelt out the charity's name. You're empowered, you're amazing, you're courageous, and you're heroic. The free giveaway celebrated the National Children's Society Action Day and was staged just 2 days before International Day of Happiness on Monday.
Fitness professionals from the Gym Norwich City and the Gym Norwich Hall Road united as one team to help raise a target of £1,000 for comic relief on Red Nose Day. The 15-strong team from the gym raised money by hosting raffles and lucky dips, selling protein cakes and donning fancy dress costumes to deliver their packed program of group exercise classes throughout the day. Raffle prizes up for grabs included free gym membership for multiple months, free personal training sessions, as well as tasty protein treats to refuel post-workout.
City Council officers expect to fell a beloved beech tree, which has become unstable through disease. It's to come down next month as the local community mourns its loss. The towering tree is believed to have stood at Elmgrove Lane for more than two centuries, and generations have used it as a landmark and bespoke playground throughout that time. Last autumn, a fatal fungus was discovered taking hold in the roots, and it could topple at any moment in high winds. While the trunk survived the battering from Storm Doris last month, officers say they have no option but to bring it down. The roots, along with about 15 feet of the trunk just above a natural sculpture of a face, will remain after the tree is felled. Norwich City Council will be planting a variety of tulip trees nearby, which won't be affected by the fungus.
The sale of the Royal Norwich Golf Club to developers Persimmon Homes has finally been agreed in a £17 million deal after plans for up to 1,000 homes were approved for the site. The club had been hoping to relocate their home to Weston Park for a number of years as the Royal Norwich Golf Club site was no longer fit for purpose. After the planning committee at Broadland District Council approved the first phase of a development of almost 1,000 homes over the Helsden Golf Course, the doors were opened for the move. Current members of the club will continue to use the course in Helsden until 2019, when the diggers will move in and begin delivering the houses. Work on the Weston Park course is expected to begin this month, with a view of opening in early 2019, ready for the change of venue.
They might not have been all at sea like the Barnsley defence was for the Canaries' second goal in the 2-0 win at Carrow Road, but two Tykes supporters were certainly left up the creek without a paddle. The fans of the South Yorkshire-based club had been looking to take a snap of themselves on the river ahead of the championship clash with Norwich City on Saturday, but they got more than they bargained for. The two men climbed into the vessel to have a picture taken, but had to be helped by the police after the boat moved away from the slipway and down the River Wensum.
Fears that plans to increase the cost associated with renting a pitch at Norwich Historic Market could put some stallholders out of business. have been eased. Norwich City Council last month announced it proposed to raise the service charge by 42%, from £76 to £108. But now it has emerged that the local authority may curtail the increase, the first in a decade, to just 10% or £7.60 a month, following opposition from traders. The cash, which is paid in addition to the rent, contributes towards the upkeep of the popular market. James Reed, who runs Mike, Deb's and Son's fruit and vegetable stall with his parents and brother, said, "I think 10% is fine. They've got to go up when there's so many repairs to be doing. It's like any commercial property. It's all right as long as things get done." But Raymond Swinger from Mr. Bags said that the rise in rents and service charges had forced him to hand back one of the stalls he had. Mr. Swinger, who's been trading for more than 30 years, said, "For what you get, it's not right. We're market stall holders. We are not in a shop in a mall."
Age UK Norfolk has received a donation from the Queen, specifically from the Privy Purse Charitable Trust. And this will be the sixth year in a row that the charity has received a donation from the Queen. And it comes at a time when Age UK Norfolk is experiencing an increase in people needing the support its services provide. They include information, advice and advocacy, pabulum dementia cafes, telephone befriending, help setting up dementia-friendly communities and more. Age UK Norfolk Chief Executive Hilary MacDonald said, "We're thrilled that once again our services have been supported by the Queen. Donations are more vital than ever to support an increasingly ageing population in Norfolk. Her Majesty's donation will be used to help fund the vital services delivered by our staff and volunteers at Age UK Norfolk."
A memorial service commemorating the lives of four brave Norwich policemen who were killed in the Second World War bombing raids will take place later this month. The names of Arthur Pennymore, Sam Bussey, Arthur Wilby and George Smith will appear on a memorial plaque which is to be unveiled at Bethel Street Police Station. Police issued an appeal through this paper to help trace relatives of the men so they could attend the March 29 ceremony, which is one of a number of dedications being held by the force this year in tribute to officers who died during the 1939 to 1945 conflict. PC Steve Smith, who is organising the event, said, "We have been in contact with the relatives of all four men who will be named on the memorial. They have been invited to attend the ceremony and we are looking forward to meeting them."
Movie and television stars are calling on filmgoers to boycott a national chain which owns Norwich's Cinema City. It's over concerns for workers' pay and conditions. Susan Sarandon, Sir Ian McKellen, Sir Patrick Stewart and Ken Loach are among 25 actors and screenwriters who've signed a letter backing the boycott of Picture House Cinemas nationwide. The document was sent to the chief executive of Cineworld, which owns the chain. Picture House Cinemas runs 24 cinemas across Britain, including Cinema City on St Andrew's Street, but Cinema City managers wouldn't comment on the letter or the boycott call from the high-profile stars.
Well, that's just about it for this week. We hope you've enjoyed listening to this week's edition. Please return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet, turning over the address label at the front and popping it in the post. Simple as that. As we say every week, no stamp needed. All post is paid for.
I'm sure you know we're always pleased to hear from our listeners, and you can call us on 01603 765 365. Once again, that's Norwich 765 365, and leave a message on our answering machine. But you may prefer to pop a note in the wallet when you return it. And we also have our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. All the items were taken from the evening news, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes responsibility for the contents of this recording.
Our readers on part one were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell, and the features were read by Elizabeth Stimson. Our sound recorders was Peter Murch. So on behalf of this week's editor, Peter Wilson, and all the team at Chatterbox, it's goodbye from Marianne Penn.
And from me, John Francis. Goodbye.